Houston, say again, please.
In 1970, Commander Jim Lovell uttered five famous words.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Houston, we've had a problem. Apollo 13 was 210,000 miles away from Earth when an explosion inside its oxygen tanks damaged the main engine and left oxygen supplies venting into space. I'm Josh Klein. This is Built for Change, a podcast from Accenture. All right, Elise, how much screen time have you had last year?
Oh, I don't know if infinite is a count.
roughly continuously, 24/7? Yes. Part of my experience for that has been a realization that my love affair with the internet has hit a little bit of a rocky bump.
Well, that happens when you find the end of the internet.
Yeah, maybe we're there. But I feel more like the internet needs a little bit of personal growth. And it's not just the internet. For me, particularly, it's the interfaces, the way that we are interacting with each other. Everything's on a screen now.
Right.
Okay, one last question, because I'm really curious to get this particular take. I had it described to me that the last big economic collapse we had just dumped all the Legos on the floor, and then we went back to rebuilding, but we didn't build any new Legos, to stress an already bad analogy. Do you think we're going to see real technology advancement come out of this going forward, or are we just going to start making use of what we have?
I think we're going to see amazing innovation come out of this period.
Through the pandemic, Supernatural has offered its users much more than a great workout. It's been an incredible antidote to users' interaction wanderlust. The photorealistic locations allowed people to escape from the monotony of their own four walls. For a brief moment, they could travel again. And with real-life coaches there in virtual reality, people could be social again. And in fulfilling that need, Supernatural found an amazing business opportunity. When I was in New York, the butcher at the farmer's market started sending me updates, and then I started getting embedded video links, and then we started trading video links about how we cooked our steak using the reverse sear method.
So, when I think farmer's market, I think as analog as possible, but you're saying that the butcher at your farmer's market has embraced this notion.
He didn't just embrace it. He like invented a new category for steak salesmanship. It was pretty phenomenal. To learn more about how exactly to do this while also maximizing financial growth, read more about the sweet spot practices at Accenture.com/built for change. More episodes are coming soon. Follow, subscribe, and if you like what you hear, leave us a review.